This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, and welcome to Your Holistic Health on WRRS Radio Reading Services at the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, Holistic Clinical Pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions, and your host for today's program. We're so glad you could join us. Your Holistic Health brings you the best in practical health information and health tips that help you stay safe, give you support, and bring you a message of hope. Today's guest is Sally Bauke, registered nurse, clean comedian, a.k.a. Funny Gal Sal, who will talk with us about the healing power of laughter. But first, in the news, let's talk about longevity. In 2023, over 70,000 Americans reached their 100th birthday. That's amazing. In the Blue Zone regions of the world, people are actually 10 times more likely to live that long. Blue Zone regions are Sardinia, Italy, Okinawa, Japan, Nicoya Peninsula, Costa Rica, and Ikaria, Greece. What are some of the common traits of these people, according to Dan Buettner, the National Geographic World Traveler? Well, centenarians that he interviewed move naturally and a lot, say yes to happy hour and socializing, that's a good one, take time to deal with their stress through meditation, eat more plant-based foods, keep close friends, put their loved ones first, and they're spiritual. They believe in a higher power. Many people have a faith-based place where they worship. They belong. You know, years ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing Dan on the air, and I learned that he has adopted many of these recommended activities into his own health routine. And you can too. You can find a series of Blue Zone books, including cookbooks now, on Amazon for added insight. Let's talk about a health tip today that involves eggs. Did you know that there may be a connection between eating eggs and bone density? Researchers recently studied bone mineral density scores and egg consumption in over 19,000 people. Participants who consumed at least 2 large eggs daily had significantly elevated bone mineral density levels that was found in their femurs, that's their hip, and spine. For perspective, that measure shows how much calcium and other minerals are in the bone. And the more minerals, you guessed it, the stronger our bones. Eggs contain vitamin D, which increases our body's calcium absorption. The American Heart Association encourages Americans to eat eggs as a source of high-quality protein. Studies also suggest that eating 1 to 2 whole eggs daily probably doesn't significantly impact cholesterol levels in healthy people. But if you're one that does have concerns about cholesterol, it's appropriate to first discuss egg consumption with your doctor to be safe. And our health tip for today, consider adding eggs to your nutritional plan for better health, along with weightlifting and other good nutritional choices. And now it's time to introduce our guest. Sally Bauke is a personal friend, a.k.a. Funny Gal Sal, I like that, is a clean comedian, that means she takes showers on a regular basis, a motivational speaker, and she was actually with us, see who can remember this, on August 12th, 2021. So this is her second return. What a treasure. She's also a nurse who received her BSN from the University of Tulsa. She's a published author. Her book is entitled, What Didn't Kill Me Made Me Funny. Welcome, Miss Sally, to Your Holistic Health.
Hey, Kathy. Thank you for having me back. I love being here.
Well, we love having you. And laughter is a strong medicine. Were you actually born funny?
Okay, my mother would say I was, but I never felt funny. I always just say things as I see them, which apparently it's like either funny haha or funny weird to me. I just say things and then people laugh. And so now I do that and then people pay me. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a pathetic thing. So,
well, we're going to find out in the next few minutes. I'm going to ask you right out of the gate, what's up with your license plate anyway? I saw you coming in the parking lot today, and I just have to ask it before I forget.
Well, it's LUV, the number 2, and the letters LOL. Love to laugh out loud. And that kind of would describe my whole childhood and to this day. I think laughter is such a beautiful thing. I think so many days we would either laugh or cry, and I choose to laugh. So that, as part of my business, I even put that on there. Now, as I get older, it's to help me figure out which car is mine. But then also, I like to play like mind games with myself and others, because that sometimes I just entertain myself. And so when people drive by, I see them looking at my license plate. Some will snap a little picture. But when they go by, I like, you know, if they're on my left-hand side, I either like to look at the side window and just laugh, ha, like make a big laugh face. And then sometimes I choose to make a crying face just to see what people's reaction is. But usually they're driving by quickly and I don't really notice, but I laugh over it. And sometimes that's all you can do.
Well, thank you for clarifying for me. And I'll watch you carefully when I pass you on the highway. Now, you're a nurse and a comedian, and that's kind of an unusual combination. I think you have a story about your nursing clinicals to share and your preceptor.
I do. And So I was always very academic. I did theater. I did all those types of things as well. But I was always a student first. And I love education. I love all that. So that was very touted in my family, especially by my father, was education. So when I went to the University of Tulsa, you know, 1,000 years ago, but it was a 4-year BSN program, I did get some academic scholarship. And so in my third year, when you're starting to interact more with patients, I got a call in from one of the, you know, Dr. Martin, who was one of my professors, and she came in and asked me to talk about my last rotation. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in so much trouble. My dad is going to kill me if I lose this scholarship. I thought I was going to get, you know, a dressing down. And she said, I go around and ask the patients about their care and how they felt about their care by the student nurses. And she said, every patient that you took care of this last rotation said you made them laugh. And my heart just sank. I thought, my dad used to always say, you know, people will not think you're smart if you laugh so much. And I always felt like I played that down. But before I started, I was going to apologize to her. And before I got too far into it, Dr. Martin said, No, they all said you made them laugh, but they felt better. And I was like, so I don't lose my scholarship. That was my main focus. I mean, I was 20 years old and had really always been taught to kind of keep my silly side down by my dad. And so she said, no, they felt better. And at that time, there wasn't a lot of research about the, you know, cause of that. Now there's tons. You can just Google it. But I felt like that was a good thing. And she told me she thought it was a great thing not to worry about it. But it was actually years before I realized that it does really make you feel better, because I myself have connective tissue disease that I was diagnosed with when I was 28. And I had a lot of pain. I have fibromyalgia. And I started watching some funny videos that someone had given me. Well, they were, you know, VHS tapes at the time. But I remember watching them, and then I would start, of course, laugh, and my children were little and they would see me laugh, and I did sleep better. I did feel better. And then I realized the power that it that humor really holds for a patient.
Back then, we probably wouldn't have used the term holistic healing as much as we do today, but it sure sounds like that's exactly what you were demonstrating, and pain management was one of the questions I was going to talk with you about. I'm so happy that you had that personal real-life experience. Well, you know, you really can't be anxious or angry or too many sad feelings when you're laughing. And it kind of helps us shift a perspective in the moment, which might be very helpful in terms of relationships or stressful situations. And it's very less threatening. Deeply felt emotions are allowed to rise to the surface, but they arise in a very healthy way. Do you agree with all of that or any of that, Miss Sal?
I really do. And I call humor a very powerful cocktail of endorphins, stress relief, and distraction. And to your point, I call it also changing the channel. So if you're in your mind having a difficult day, or if your child is having a difficult day, or with my grandchildren, they're having a difficult day, I change the channel and I incorporate humor, whether it's watching a funny cat video. I mean, let's face it, Kathy, Americans cannot now sit through a 2-hour movie, but we could watch 121-minute funny cat videos. Okay, so we have a short attention span.
Meow.
Right, but I mean, I think they're cute, or cute baby moments, or babies with dogs, or I remember laughing with my kids to America's Funniest Home Videos. Those are kind of things that you can literally enjoy, but they also create a stress relief. Endorphins are really powerful, and it's like running, but I don't run anymore because I have all fake joints. But I love the endorphins that releases, and the distraction. And it really is powerful. I often call it the untapped tool in your mental health medicine cabinet, but it's also good for your physical health.
So I've been doing a little reading, and to your counterpoint, a good laugh can help a lot of other things too, physiologically, the heart, circulation, breathing, clearing respiratory passages. This is just phenomenal. Stimulating alertness, stimulating the brain to diminish tension, counteracting some of our emotions. You know, it makes so much sense to just try to laugh, but a lot of people are really, really serious all the time. Why do you think they don't want to laugh anyway? And right. I'm not talking about your husband, who's very nice. I do like him, even though you have an opinion on engineers. We will not share that on the air.
Well, we have a joke in our house, which came first, the engineer or the comedian? It's clearly the engineer, because I just watch what he does and says, and it just makes me laugh because he asks questions. You know, the old, there is no such thing as a dumb question. I would refute that statement because I hear him all day long. But he has a, you know, very ordered mind in that way, and he's brilliant at what he does. And he does make me laugh, and we actually laugh together a lot, which he grew up in a household where there was not a lot of laughter. And after almost 40 years of marriage, he is really quite funny. He laughs a lot at things. And I think it's sort of a learned skill for some people. And I mean, my family, we laugh some, but I have always loved humor and comedy. Like even as a third grader, I had tapes of Bill Cosby back before, you know, when we thought he was the Jell-O pudding man. And I would listen to his tapes and laugh with my friends. And it was just fun. I have a great time when I'm laughing with other people, and you do feel better. And maybe I just didn't know it. It wasn't documented. You couldn't Google that. But something about myself, I knew that was really healthy. I think some people, research shows basically children laugh like 300 times a day, and the average adult laughs 11 times a day. And honestly, for my mother-in-law, I think that was a lifetime total. God love her. But, you know, some people just don't see life that way. And I just don't take things seriously, obviously, as a registered nurse, as a parent. I know the serious side of life. I don't ha-ha life away. But I do believe it's healthy, and given your points of cardiac health, brain health, you oxygenate better, you sleep better. And when we sleep, I mean, let's face it, anyone who's raised a small child and you can't sleep, that's like torture and you can't refresh your brain. So sleeping better, all those things, cortisol is dropped when you laugh a lot and sleep better. So it's a very good cycle to get into. It's just trying to figure out how to do it as adults, because I think the day-to-day stressors and responsibilities of every day, and adults just become more serious, I think, based on all those things. I think that's why we just don't laugh as much as we did before.
Well, you know, I have another study that'll piggyback on your comments about cortisol that might help our listeners. And the message here is that you can do this. We can all make ourselves laugh. We just have to figure out what our triggers are or our favorite way or method of achieving laughter is. So to substantiate that this is healthy, laughter is healing. This was from PLOS-1, which is a journal recently from May of last year, to be exact. It's about laughter being as medicine, and it's a review of looking at different ways to laugh versus somebody's cortisol level. And cortisol, to know, is typically a good hormone in the body until it becomes too much, and too much is in stress. So the prompts in this study that were looked upon included watching a comedy video, Sally talked about that, attending a laughter session by a trained laughter therapist. Did you know that there is such a thing as laughter therapy? Self-administered laughter programs could be anything that makes you smile, really. That's the sky's the limit. And in this particular study, anybody that did any of those things and then some versus none of them found that they had reduced their cortisol levels. So they're actually making a change in their own brains by laughing. Hormones and chemicals in our brains can actually, in a positive way, change if we learn how to laugh, and hopefully more than 11 times a day. That's amazing, really. That statistic is amazing.
Or I'd like to add on to that, they could marry an engineer. That is a great way. It's quick. It's easy. It doesn't take but 10 minutes anymore to get married. So I always laugh at that. But I want to add on to that too, that just not only are you changing your biochemistry by decreasing the cortisol, there's a great study that came out about college students who were tested during finals week, because that's so much stress. And I think we use the word stress now to always mean something bad happening or emotional stress, but stressors in the medical world can be anything like a poor diet or lack of sleep or a physical condition. Those can also create stressors for your body that increase your cortisol levels, but that students who have those stressors, but during finals week, also with the added pressure, they tend to get sick more often. And this study was set up to detect the actual mucosal levels or swab in their mouth, levels of IgA and IgG, which are two very powerful antibodies to fight even the common cold. So those levels are measurably increased. I was very impressed by that study. And those students who would watch funny videos and have laughter therapy during their week of finals, they got sick substantially less than those who did not. So I find that to be really fascinating too. If you can change your own biochemistry by laughter, that's a powerful tool. And it's free, people, usually just free. And people talk about laughter yoga. I don't know about you guys, any class I've ever been to is laughter yoga, because I can't get into those shapes sometimes, but I laugh while I'm doing it. So I'm hoping that's doing something.
I'd prefer that to goat yoga.
I think that sounds fun. I want to
really?
Go
Until
so
they,
badly.
They like to go.
I know.
On you.
I know, but I've heard that, but they're little pellets, right? You just roll them off. Well, maybe if they're having a loose day, maybe that wouldn't be so great. But I'm just telling you, I think goats are adorable, and I would love to hear them just while I'm doing yoga.
Okay. Well, I know
I'm
going to
drag
you
sometime.
Well, yeah, for your birthday, sweetie, for your birthday. All right. Let's take a different page out of the healing power of laughter now. Let's go to our emotions a bit more. Where our thoughts go many times in life, so do our emotions. Or said another way, we can program those as well with a little bit of discipline and control. Sally, do you think there's any connection between our spiritual selves and those emotions?
Absolutely. And I was trained as an RN back in the day when nobody heard of the word holistic, as that was my nursing program. We all have programs that we follow. And ours was designed by Sister Calista Roy, who was an RN and a nun. And she talked about holistic, the balance of rest and exercise and nutrition and a very well-rounded care of a patient, which included their spiritual life as well. And by the way, I will tell you that Dan Buettner, I absolutely adore him and have been following him for years. And you said that they have, you know, a great spiritual connection. My father was a fighter pilot in Okinawa. And so I was born in Okinawa, which is one of the blue zones that he talks about heavily. So I call them my people. And which if you could see me, I have blonde hair and green eyes, and I don't look anything Japanese.
No,
but
I think there's a resemblance.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, I am shrinking, so maybe that's part of it. But I really love to embrace that. But one of the biggest things he talks about with them is they have not only just that spiritual connection by going to a place of worship, but those people also get together regularly. And we do know, I know there's a study from the Harvard Public Health from 2019 that talks about people who are more socially integrated by around age 60 are living longer and more likely to reach 85 or older than their counterparts who are not engaging in that. And I believe that our spiritual part of our lives is just the core of who we are. It guides what we do. So if we are connecting to that higher power and connecting to others that believe in that also, that help keep us accountable, they help encourage us, they lift us up when we fall, I think all of that guides the rest of us and our whole bodies. I think it really is a completely comprehensive package, because even if you're not feeling well, like, as you know, I've had health issues the last year and a half, but even when I wasn't feeling well, I still had joy and I still had a peace that was very strong and internal, even though my outward circumstances were painful and discouraging. So I think there is something very powerful to that.
I would agree. And oftentimes people will describe that peace as passing all human understanding. So it's miraculous in many ways. And for all of us, again, if we seek.
Well, in Proverbs, it does say a cheerful heart is good medicine. I didn't make it up. And it is in there. It's in the book. It's in the, you know, what I call my map for life. But it is completely, I believe God designed that a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a sad heart dries up our bones. That's
yes.
What it says.
Well, Sally, we're almost out of time. And I'm going to ask you a couple more pointed questions about you. Where can people go for more information about your book?
Oh, I'm on Amazon. You can find me on Amazon. It's on Kindle. I think it's, you know, 2 pennies to do a Kindle or something. But it's, if you're a Kindle subscriber, or it's on Amazon.com. You can just look up by my name, Sally Bauke. It's Baucke. Or just What Didn't Kill Me Made Me Funny. And it really is very lighthearted. I call it a Bed, Bath, and Beyond read. It's just when you're going to bed, you're sitting in the bath, you're on the beach, any of those bees, you're good to read it. It's not deep. It's not anything, except it's just a comedic autobiography of kind of why I didn't want kids. I didn't think I would be good at it. And spoiler alert, I have 3. As I've mentioned, I have grandchildren. So I just really felt led to write that book, and lots of people have loved it. I'm always amazed. People still buy it. They do book clubs on it, which I find fascinating. But you can find me there. You can find me at funnygalsal.com is a website that I have. I haven't updated a lot recently, but it is funnygalsal.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at funnygalsal. I love to be on there. Instagram, same thing. I'm older, so I don't look at Instagram every 10 minutes. And I do, though, love Facebook, and people do interact with me a lot on there. And I really invite that and appreciate it.
Funny Gal Sal, thank you so much for joining us and giving us wisdom today in terms of laughter and its healing powers. We have a reading today for you. It's from an author by the name of Roy T. Bennett. And he says, "Believe in your heart that you're meant to live a life full of passion, purpose, magic, and miracles." End quote. And now it's time to wrap up our show. This is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist. Please visit rxintegrativesolutions.com for more information on my personalized wellness consultations. Thanks for tuning in. Blessings for whole person health, healing, and peace. And make sure you laugh. See you next time.